Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Would you go to a restaurant right now if they were open? 708, I may wait a week or so to go to a restaurant, but I wouldn't stop someone from going as long as proper precautions were being taken. Another one's 305. Restaurants cleaner than ever. Public awareness and compliance of hand washing is at an all-time high. 708, no, we would not go. Not ready to go yet. Let's talk to a restaurant owner here, a friend of the show, Luke Canellis. You know him from Fox 32 Sports. He's a restaurant owner, two different restaurants. And Lou, you feel pretty strongly right now that you think that things could reopen real soon. What would you say about what you're dealing with? What do you think?
Well, I would hope so, and it's really been left in the government's hands at this point. But I have a number of friends that actually own restaurants in Atlanta, Georgia, so I've been keeping an eye on what they've been doing. And a number of these, you know, they had the option to open up at the end of April, and more than not, they haven't. A number of these restaurant operators have decided that they don't feel comfortable yet opening their doors to diners, and they're waiting themselves. So it's interesting when I hear people text you and say, you know, someone says, yes, I would, and someone says, no, I wouldn't. Everyone's kind of taking this wait and see attitude. And actually, it's a lot like what's going on in sports right now. You know, NASCAR started racing last week, and then sure enough, the CEO of IndyCar Racing comes out last night and says that he can see fans in the stands in July. Holy cow, wait a second. We haven't even had baseball, football, NHL start the games up yet. So everyone's kind of watching and seeing what others are doing. And at least as a restaurant owner myself, I'm watching what they're doing in markets, Texas, where they are opening their doors. And sometimes it's 25% for some communities and city states, and others it's 50%. I'm just hoping that at least here in the city of Chicago, the mayor and the governor, listen, some of the greatest restaurant operators in the world are in this market.
No
Rich
question.
Melman, his son RJ at Lettuce, and the Boca guys, and Rick Bayless. So these guys are at the top of the game. No one, including us at Avli, ever. Number one, health and safety of our diners and our staff. No one would ever compromise that in this town.
Well, you know, the thing I'm hearing just talking to friends who are restaurant owners, they say that they're personally guaranteed on these loans. And when they go under, they lose everything. I mean, it isn't just you have to close shop and find, you know, hopefully wait this thing out and start another restaurant, but they've personally guaranteed loans on the restaurant, on the business, on the real estate, everything in some cases. And that it feels like that if all these businesses do go out, it creates another crisis. And I know that when we talked to Sam Toya, he's talked about even some federal bailout that he's suggesting, or some sort of stimulus for restaurants in particular, because those kinds of losses, it's hard to come back from that.
I heard Kevin Bain, one of the two principals of the Boca Group, say this morning that the James Beard Foundation right now is stating that one in five restaurants will be able to reopen. That means 80% of the restaurants won't. Why is that important? Especially, why is timing important here in Chicago? Because in the spring and summertime, restaurateurs, that is their time to catch up. Winters in Chicago, we know, are brutal. We all know that we have to buckle down and cut costs to the bone in January and February, most of March, to get to St. Patrick's Day when people start going out again. St. Patty's Day, in my opinion, that's the Mendoza line. If you can get there, Chicagoans are ready to bust loose at that point. Mm-hmm. And it allows you then to catch up the rest of March, April, May, June, July, August. September, people go back to school. People hunker down again because they've been out all summer. And then, boom, before you know it, you're at January again. What's going to happen is I'm not worried about being able to open on June 26th. I'm worried about making it through next winter because I never had the chance to catch up this spring and summer, because if the date holds true and we're not able to open until July, then we only have July and August to catch up. That'll be incredibly difficult.
The realities of the cycle of the business that every single one of the restaurant owners like yourself I talk to say just that, you know, January, February, March are just a wash in the business. This is when you started to make your money, and this is when it counted. You're with Avli Taverna. You've got Avli River North, two highly regarded restaurants. I know you've been doing stuff for healthcare workers, and you've remained open with delivery and carry out. Is that right, Lou? How's that going?
Yeah, so we have remained open. We've helped out healthcare workers, frontline responders, wherever we can. In Lincoln Park, it's been more successful because we were open for 16 months in Lincoln Park when coronavirus hit. In River North, we were only open 3 months. So most of the neighborhood in River North around Wells and Huron still doesn't know we exist. And we had never done carryout delivery in River North. So it was basically changing on the fly, learning a business model with a staff that had never worked together when it came to carryout delivery. So it's been a struggle in River North. Lincoln Park has gone far better, but we're still talking about 20% of the business we used to do. And at 20%, I feel fortunate because I've talked to others who aren't even at 20%. It's tough for everyone, and I pray and I hope, and Sam Toya is a champion because I am so thankful that Mayor Lightfoot put Sam on her committee to review what's going on with restaurants because it's important we have a voice like Sam. I heard Brendan Riley on your show the other day, the alderman of the 42nd Ward. Brendan understands the importance, the value of the restaurants in his ward, and I know that they're considering outdoor dining, which would be a godsend, especially with the weather turning tomorrow here in this town. Everything's important, and those guys are, you know, we need government officials like Alderman Riley to carry the torch for us on the state and the federal level.
Yep. Let's get to Sam because he's on hold here, but I appreciate, Lou, you calling in, and we wish you luck with the Avli and Avli Taverna, both of those businesses you're running, and it's you really paint a picture for us. Thanks for telling us what's going
on. Thanks, Anna, and thank you, Sam.
Let's talk to you, President and CEO of the Illinois Restaurant Association. So glad to get to you here. And I just feel like, you know, you're hearing the dire calls, and it seems like they're getting stronger for action. I know you're appealing to Springfield. You still want to open, right? You're trying to push to open end of May. Is that a real possibility, Sam?
Well, let me start out by saying kind of what Lou just said. All restaurateurs care about the health and safety of their team members and their customers. No question about it. We want to hear what the scientists and doctors have to say. We see our neighboring states have opened, like Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, Iowa. We're still got, about 12 more days left here in the month of May. Let's see if COVID-19 spikes in our neighboring states. And if it does, okay. Because the worst thing that could happen to us is we open and we have to close again. That would be unbelievably devastating. So we want to see, like I said, Wisconsin, Indiana, Missouri, Iowa. Let's see if it spikes. And if it doesn't, let's keep communicating here. Because going to June 26th, that would be almost 14 to 16 weeks of restaurants here in the city of Chicago. There's 7,500 restaurants throughout the state of Illinois. There's, at the beginning of the year, it was 25,000 restaurants. Half of them are not even open right now. And the other half that are open, that are doing curbside pickup, delivery, carry out, and drive through, they are down anywhere from 70 to 80% in sales. So no economic business model was ever set up to go 14 weeks with no income or only 20 to 30% of the income you had the previous year.
Yeah, no question about that, which is why you're seeing so many go under. So the PPP money was out there, but I know it didn't necessarily work with the business model of the restaurants. So many restaurant workers thought, they didn't have the business to support the workers. And then the workers said, well, I might take unemployment anyway. It just felt as if that wasn't the solution. I know before you said you were looking for other solutions, other aid for restaurant owners. Is anything in the pipeline there, Sam?
Yes, there is. So we're also pushing hard for a $240 billion restaurant recovery fund to bail out the restaurant industry, just like they did for the banks and auto industry in 2008, and like they just did for the airlines. So we saw a $3 trillion bill that's coming out of the House. Now, it's dead on arrival in the Senate, but it does answer a lot of the PPP questions and definitely gets a restaurant recovery fund because every restaurant, it's the soul of every neighborhood here in our 77 neighborhoods in Chicago, but basically throughout all cities, small towns throughout the country. That's why we're pushing hard on the Restaurant Recovery Fund. We've got, ongoing conversations going on with Senator Durbin, Congressman Quigley, Congressman Chuy Garcia. So we're definitely getting out there trying to educate why we need this Restaurant Recovery Fund. Because here in the state of Illinois, the restaurant food service industry, there was 594,000 people that was working in the industry at the beginning of the year, the largest private sector employer. At the end of April, 321,000 of them were either on unemployment or furlough. That's more than 50%. So it is definitely devastating out here. Restaurants are hemorrhaging, and we're just trying to figure out how can we get restaurants to open in phase three some way, somehow, maybe with the outdoor cafes, with social distancing, because every scientist and doctor will tell you social distancing is the most important. Obviously, we care about, you know, face covering and hand sanitizer, so we're trying to come up with safety protocols. We're very progressive here in the state of Illinois, in the city of Chicago, when it comes to training of restaurant workers. We, you know, all restaurant workers got to go online, take a food handler class. There's a manager that is certified in health certificates at all times in the restaurant. We understand we're going into America 2.0, so we want to put out safety protocols out there. And as all your listeners know, we are a heavily regulated and frequently inspected by public health officials on a regular basis. So our industry is well equipped to reopen our dine-in operations safely with enhanced safety measures in place. We understand that. Safety and health of team members and diners is number one.
No question, Sam. And I want to ask you, what is your best guess right now about when you would be opening, if you had to say, hey, we're going to have to be until June 20, or the end of the June, or is it sooner? What's the best guess you have?
Well, I mean, right now, as I always say, communication and education is the key to success. So we've got a lot of communication and education going on with the governor and his team, the mayor and her team, leadership in Springfield as well. Lou mentioned, Alderman Riley, has the most restaurant in his ward. He understands how important the hospitality industry is here to the city of Chicago, really to the state of Illinois. So we're trying to come up with some great safety protocols. Again, like I said, face covering, social distancing, hand sanitizers. But maybe at the beginning of the month, in June, we have another 12 days here to keep an eye on COVID-19. Are we keep flattening it? That we can do outdoor dining, and maybe we can close the bike lanes and the bus lanes and some streets, and then spread out the sidewalk, cafes, so they are 6 foot apart and help restaurants. But, you know, I've been talking with the mayor, and we're talking about not just in the Central Business District doing this, but also like in Little Village, in Pilsen, in Logan Square, Avondale, Andersonville, Lakeview. So we're looking out, neighborhoods throughout the city of Chicago. Where could we close streets? But we have to take a lot of things into consideration. We need to talk with the Chicago Department of Transportation, obviously the Chicago Public Health Department as well. And then also, we all know the contract we have with the meters. So we have to talk, how do we, talk with Laz, who manages the meters here in the city of Chicago, and make sure they're getting their funding as well. But there is one thing that we want to make sure the meter people understand, even though we have a contract in place from the city of Chicago, they ain't making that much money because there ain't many people down in the Central Business District since mid-March. So let's work together. So there's a lot of communication going on, like I said, and education. So possibly we could get to maybe opening the outdoor sidewalk cafes in the beginning of June.
All right. Well, keep us posted, Sam. I know you do. And let us know how the fight is going and how things are working out.
Absolutely. All I just want to tell your listeners before we leave, we are the culinary capital of the United States. We're doing everything we can to give the people back the restaurant experience only you can do here in the culinary capital of the United States, Chicago. We will beat this virus, and we will stay the culinary capital.
Thank you, Sam. Hang in there, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you for saying that. Those are good words to hear. 1:32 is the time. Let's get to the bottom of the hour news here on WGN.